Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, February 17, 2025.
Russian drone attacks leave thousands without heat. On February 16, 2025, Russian drone attacks hit a power plant in Mykolaiv, leaving 46,000 residents without heat as temperatures plunged below freezing. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal condemned these deliberate strikes, aimed at creating a humanitarian disaster during the bitter cold. The Russian military launched 143 drones, with Ukrainian forces intercepting 95, but some still caused injuries and damage in the Kyiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky urgently called for increased air defense support from Western allies, highlighting that Russia occupies 20% of Ukraine and is advancing in the east. In just 1 week, Russia unleashed around 1,220 aerial bombs and over 850 drones on Ukrainian territories. This ongoing conflict, which escalated significantly in 2022, has severe consequences for civilians facing freezing temperatures without heating. These drone strikes are part of Russia's strategy to disrupt essential services and deepen the humanitarian crisis, underscoring the urgent need for international attention and support for those suffering in the cold.
U.S. State Department supports Taiwan's independence. On February 16, 2025, the U.S. Department of State made a notable change by openly supporting Taiwan's independence. This important shift has been welcomed by Taiwan's government as a strong sign of backing. However, the U.S. still opposes any one-sided changes to the current situation from either Taiwan or China. While China claims Taiwan as its territory, Taiwan operates independently. The U.S. has no official diplomatic ties with Taiwan, but maintains a strong unofficial relationship, and is legally bound to provide defense support. The update also highlights Taiwan's partnership with the Pentagon on crucial technology and semiconductor projects. Taiwan's Foreign Minister, Lin Chia-lung, expressed gratitude for this U.S. support amid rising military pressure from China. Recently, the U.S. Navy conducted operations in the sensitive Taiwan Strait, marking a significant development in the region. What does this mean for the future of U.S.-Taiwan relations?
Stability of the yuan and global financial health. At the Alila Conference for Emerging Market Economies in Saudi Arabia, Governor Pan Gongsheng of the People's Bank of China highlighted the importance of a steady Chinese yuan for global financial stability. As China shifts its focus from heavy investment to boosting consumption, a strong yuan is crucial for both domestic and international markets. Despite many currencies declining against the United States dollar, the yuan has remained resilient amid fluctuations. This stability is vital for enhancing trade relationships and reducing risks for businesses worldwide. The People's Bank of China plans to let market forces guide the yuan's exchange rate, supporting policies that increase household income and consumer spending. China's economic strategies not only drive its growth, but also significantly influence the global economy, reinforcing the need for a stable yuan to foster confidence in markets everywhere.
Zelensky's call for peace and NATO's future. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recently shared his thoughts on peace talks and NATO's future in an interview with NBC News. He emphasized the need for Ukraine to be included in discussions between the United States and Russia, insisting that Ukraine's concerns must be heard. Zelensky warned that if Russia's aggression continues unchecked, it could lead to a larger invasion of Europe, further destabilizing the region. He highlighted the vital role of U.S. military assistance in Ukraine's defense and the importance of security guarantees in economic agreements involving Ukraine's rare earth minerals, which are crucial for technology. The ongoing conflict, which began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, has escalated into a full-scale invasion in 2022. Zelensky's remarks underscore the urgency for a united response from Western allies as the geopolitical landscape in Europe remains tense. The outcomes of these discussions could significantly shape international relations and security.
European leaders prepare for critical summit on U.S. support for Ukraine. European leaders are bracing for a critical summit on February 16th, 2025, as worries grow over U.S. support for Ukraine. Vice President J.D. Vance's recent speech suggested a possible cut in military assistance, raising alarms across Europe about losing influence. The European Union, with its 500 million citizens, has long relied on the U.S. as a key ally, but shifting relationships are prompting a reevaluation. Former French Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin warned that decades of cooperation may be ending, urging leaders to adapt. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky stated that reduced U.S. support sends a troubling message to Kyiv. The upcoming meeting in Paris will bring together leaders from the European Union and the United Kingdom to strategize. If U.S. military support declines, it could embolden Russia and disrupt the balance of power in Eastern Europe. As nations rethink their defense plans, the future of NATO may also be at risk. This evolving situation highlights the urgent need for European leaders to unite and strengthen their positions in international discussions. What does this mean for the future of Europe?
Bahrain's breakthrough in sickle cell treatment. Bahrain has made headlines with a remarkable achievement in medical innovation. On February 16, 2025, the Bahrain Oncology Center successfully treated a patient with sickle cell disease using CRISPR technology, a revolutionary method for editing genes. This groundbreaking therapy, known as Casgevy, was developed by Vertex Pharmaceuticals and CRISPR Therapeutics, marking a significant step forward in treating genetic disorders. Health Minister Jalila Bint Al-Sayed Jawad Hassan emphasized that this success showcases Bahrain's commitment to integrating global medical advancements into its healthcare system. In 2023, Bahrain became the second country, after Britain, to approve Casgevy for sickle cell disease and transfusion-dependent beta thalassemia. Sheikh Fahad bin Khalifa bin Salman Al-Khalifa, Commander of Royal Medical Services, expressed that this development brings renewed hope to patients facing complex blood disorders. This achievement not only positions Bahrain as a leader in advanced medical care in the Middle East but also highlights the power of international collaboration in healthcare.
Elon Musk's influence on global politics. Elon Musk, the billionaire tech executive, is reshaping far-right political movements around the world, impacting policies in at least 18 countries. His influence is particularly strong in the United States, Germany, Brazil, and New Zealand, where he has backed nationalist and anti-immigration sentiments. Musk has made headlines with his controversial remarks, such as urging German voters to move past guilt from the Nazi era. His social media platform, X, has played a key role in promoting right-wing demonstrations in Brazil and Ireland. Political experts note that Musk's wealth and fame amplify his voice, allowing him to connect with nationalist groups. While he hasn't directly funded foreign politicians like Donald Trump, his global celebrity gives right-wing leaders a platform to reach broader audiences. Meetings with figures like Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi showcase his dual role as a businessman and political influencer. However, critics, including French President Emmanuel Macron, have raised ethical concerns about Musk's growing sway in international politics. Born in South Africa and now a U.S. citizen, Musk's complex background adds depth to his political engagement. As he continues to shape political landscapes, his assertive approach to global issues remains significant.
Trump's response to EU import restrictions. U.S. President Donald Trump has reacted to the European Union's plan to impose import restrictions on American food products, including soybeans. He warned that these actions could backfire and hurt Europe itself. After attending the Daytona 500 car race in Daytona Beach, Florida, Trump emphasized that the U.S. will continue to impose tariffs in response to any tariffs from the EU. The Financial Times reports that the European Commission is considering strict limits on foods that don't meet EU standards, aiming to protect local farmers. This could spell trouble for U.S. crops treated with pesticides banned in Europe. Tensions have risen since Trump announced a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports, set to take effect on March 12, 2025. European Trade Commissioner Maro Sefcovic is heading to Washington, D.C., for talks with U.S. officials about this new trade policy.
These discussions highlight the complex nature of international trade and its potential impact on farmers and consumers. What does this mean for your grocery bill? Stay tuned as this story develops.
Australia's political landscape. Albanese faces challenges ahead of election. A recent survey shows that over half of Australian voters want the current Labor government out, posing a serious threat to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's re-election. Conducted by News Poll for The Australian, the poll reveals that 53% of voters believe the Labor government should not be re-elected, while only 34% support its continuation. Albanese's approval rating has dropped to a record low, marking his toughest moment as Prime Minister. Despite efforts to help families and businesses with rising living costs, the Labor government struggles to win back voter support. The Reserve Bank of Australia has kept interest rates steady at 4.35% for over a year, aiming to bring inflation down to its target. Meanwhile, the opposition Liberal National Coalition holds a slight edge with a 51-49 advantage in a two-party system. As dissatisfaction with Labor grows, minor parties and independents are gaining ground. With the national election expected in May 2025, the political landscape is shifting, making this upcoming election crucial for Australia's future.
Asian markets steady amid economic concerns. Asian markets are holding steady as Wall Street takes a holiday. The US dollar is slipping after a disappointing retail sales report, raising hopes for interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve later this year. Geopolitical tensions are in the spotlight, especially with talks about the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine set to begin in Saudi Arabia. Concerns over U.S. tariffs have eased for now, but there's still anxiety about a potential 20% tariff on imports from the European Union. Investors are relieved that major tariffs haven't been implemented yet, with the MSCI index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan inching up by 0.1%. Japan's Nikkei index is stable as the Japanese yen rebounds. Hong Kong's market is a standout performer, surging by 7% last week, driven by optimism around Chinese companies delivering cost-effective artificial intelligence solutions. This surge is largely thanks to a 24% jump in Alibaba's stock price after its partnership with Apple to enhance AI services for iPhones in China. Meanwhile, the Pan-European Stoxx 600 index has attracted global investment, climbing for 8 weeks straight and up 8% since the start of the year. Investors are keenly watching these developments, aware of how interconnected global markets are and the potential impact of U.S. economic policies on international trade.
Goldman Sachs boosts target for Chinese stocks amid AI surge. Goldman Sachs is boosting its target price for Chinese stocks, expecting a wave of investment totaling around $200 billion due to advancements in artificial intelligence. The firm has raised its one-year target for the China Securities Index 300, or CSI 300, from 4,600 to 4,700, reflecting a strong performance in Chinese technology stocks, which are enjoying their best winning streak in over 2 years. This rally is largely driven by breakthroughs in AI technology from the company DeepSeek, sparking renewed investor interest in China's tech scene. Additionally, Goldman Sachs has increased its price target for the MSCI China Index from 75 to 85, signaling growing confidence in the Chinese equity market. As of the latest data, the Blue Chip Index stands at 3,954. Investors should pay attention to these developments as they navigate the changing landscape of the Chinese stock market, fueled by the ongoing AI revolution.
Trump administration's legal battle over firing of special counsel. The Trump administration has turned to the United States Supreme Court for help in a legal battle over the firing of Hampton Dellinger, the head of the Office of Special Counsel. This marks the first major legal challenge involving President Donald Trump since he took office in January 2025. The Justice Department is asking the Supreme Court to lift a temporary restraining order that blocks Trump's attempt to remove Dellinger while the case is still in court. Dellinger, appointed by former President Joe Biden, learned of his firing via email on February 7, 2025. He claims Trump overstepped his authority by trying to fire him without a valid reason. Federal law only allows the removal of the special counsel for specific issues like inefficiency, or misconduct. Judge Amy Berman Jackson has indicated that Dellinger is likely to win his case, emphasizing that firing him without cause contradicts the protections for the special counsel. This legal showdown highlights ongoing tensions between the Trump administration and independent agencies, raising crucial questions about the separation of powers in the U.S. government. What does this mean for the future of government accountability? The outcome could reshape oversight in federal agencies.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.